All right, everyone, welcome to the Nude Life. Today I'm going to podcast my dining rules. Buenos dias, buongiorno, caimera, prego. All right, I think that covers all the language I know so far. Real quick, if you want to support my podcast, you'll see it at the very beginning. I thank you if you do support my podcast. No, just keep listening in. Come on in. All right, you're always welcome. Also, you're going to see where you can leave messages. You're more than welcome to leave me messages or comments. If I find them to my next topic, to my next subject, I'll let them in. I will reply. Either way, I will reply to you. Okay? Real quick, I am a nudist. I am a chef. Born and raised in the state of Texas, probably be buried there someday. Real quick about nudism. Nudism is basically a lifestyle, okay? It's doing daily chores being nude. Nudist is one that practices nudism, okay? Naked is being without clothes. And nude is being without clothes but being around or being seen by others. Now that we've got that out of the way, I'm a nudist chef. My name is Chef Martin. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to the Nude Life. Real quick, I'm going to discuss my dining rules. Whenever you come to eat with me or dine with me, you will see me in my chef outfit. You'll see me in my apron, my cowboy hat, and my cowboy boots. That's it. Sanitation is a key for me. I am a certified chef. I went through a culinary school in the state of Georgia. I do adhere to all sanitation criteria. I cook at private parties. I get asked to cook by word of mouth. I do not advertise, but I'm booked every weekend. I'm booked. It's pretty fun. I have a blast. I really have a blast. All right, some of my dining rules, I only have 10 of them. First rule, bring a towel. Always bring a towel to sit on. You may not be nude, but toward about halfway, three quarters of a meal, you may decide to undress. Most people do. I only serve up to 12 people. 12 to 17 is my max. Usually about halfway, people are either topless, or some are bottomless. By three quarters of the meal, my main course meal, or about to serve my dessert, three quarters of the people are usually fully nude. Okay? Just giving you a heads up. Bring a towel to sit on it. Because more than likely you've been all day sitting by the pool or just relaxing, your ass been sweating. You don't want to come into the dining area and then leave ass cheek prints. Okay? Bring your towel to sit on. What I see sometimes going to these different nudist places, and living as a full-time nudist, you see regulars, and regulars will sit together at a dining facility. If you are a new person, or this is one of your first times being there, always wait to be invited into one of the tables. As when I cook, I always put two tables to the side. Now, it's mainly for the new people, because I've been in their shoes. And what happens is all the regulars will sit at one large table. There may be one chair that's left open. Don't just sit in it, okay? Wait for someone to invite you into their little group. And nudists are very friendly. Very friendly, very forward, very truthful. Always look you in the eye when they talk to you, okay? But don't just take it on yourself on this friendliness. Make sure that they invite you before you're included in that group. On the same note of the table, you're also going to see some sanitation sites. I either set them up or the party you're going to go to, they will have sanitation sites set up for you. Use them. Use those sites, okay? Wash your hands if you want. Take a shower before you come to dinner. some places you still they'll allow women to put covers, or men also to wear covers down on the bottom portions. Okay, but make sure you clarify with all that before with the rules of that place. Some places are full nudists. That means you are totally nude all the time. Never forget your manners. Always make sure you keep up with your manners. Same thing as in with your manners. If you're going to be taking pictures of my food, make sure that it's been approved through the management or through the owners that you will be taking pictures. My suggestion, only take pictures of the food. There's other guests that will frown on it. They'll tell you. They'll frankly tell you something about it if you take photos of them without their approval. I will not serve scalding hot food. I won't do it. I may make you a tortilla soup, but it will not be scalding hot. Because first thing, you're nude. Second thing, what happens if I'm coming to you and I trip? You'd rather have it warm than scalding hot. My food's good either way, okay? As I've stated before, I'm a chef. I will do the cooking. I will plate. I will bring you the food. Then I will pick up your dish. I only do 6-course meals. I will pick up the dishes after each course meal. I'll wait, and then I'll bring out the next dish. At the end, I will do the cleanup. Now, there are people that help me clean up, and you're more than welcome to do that. Okay, we're at number 4, no scalding food. Number 5, no reaching over the table. You may be a very well-endowed male, so you get up, the table shorter than you are, and you reach for, say, the avocados. All of a sudden, your dick falls into the salsa. People are going to be pissed, okay? Just like if you're a woman and one of your breasts falls into one of the salsa bowls, they're gonna get angry. Plus, I'm gonna get angry because now I got to go make another bowl. Okay. So, always ask for help, even if it's just right there. Don't just reach for it. Ask someone to give it to you. Number 6. You may be coming from the pool. People are now sitting down, all dressed. You being a new person with the group, do not stare. Do not gawk. As you're walking to the tables, just do a quick glance at where you're going to sit and then make your decision. Start walking that direction. Don't be iffy. And don't be gawking and don't be staring. Number 7. Enjoy your meal without any sexual references. I've been serving before where this one gentleman kept saying, "Damn, this is a wet, hot soup." And he kept looking at a certain lady. He was finally told to leave. Okay? Just be very respectful of who's around you and where you're at. Number 8. Your position, your manners again. When you're sitting there, sit up straight and pay attention to people that are around you talking to you, but sit up straight and do not cross your legs. If you know you're going to do that and it's a habit where you take your ankle and you put it on your knee, you're crossing your leg, my suggestion, put a napkin on your lap. Or wrap the towel around you. Nobody wants to see your junk while they're eating. We've already seen it by the pool. We don't need to see it while we're eating. And my number 10, stay out of my kitchen. Okay, when I start cooking in there, when I start prepping, stay out of my kitchen. And do not let me catch you tasting my food. Okay, that's my kitchen. For that time frame, that's mine. I rule. Quick little side notes on the sides. Like I said, I serve 6-course meals. I'll bring out the food. I'll pick up the food. Do not ask me for Tabasco sauce. My My food is spicy enough, sometimes too spicy if I'm pissed off. But I try to watch it. If you are allergic to something during my prep phase or as I'm walking around, I'll also be asking if anyone's allergic. But if you're allergic to something, give me a heads up, and that way I can put your plate to the side. I'll put your six dishes to the side. Again, I do make six-course meals. I'm word of mouth. I do not advertise. If for some reason y'all want to get a hold of me to do one of your meals, one of your parties or whatever, drop me an email, and I'll check my calendar, and we'll see what time we can link up together. Okay? Other than that, again, my top 10, make sure you got a towel. Wait to be invited to sit down. Manners, no scolding hot food, no reaching across the table, no staring or gawking, no sexual references while eating my food. Sit up straight. If you have to, napkin on your lap. And do not ask to help in my kitchen. Okay? That's basically it. And I do not have a menu. I do not have a price list. My menu is what I feel like making that morning. If I feel like making enchiladas, that's what I'm going to make. Okay? If I feel like making my carne guisada, my signature dish, then that's what I will make that evening. Do not ask me to make special items. I will not do that. I was raised Mexican. What was put on the table, you eat or don't eat. And that's how I do my servings. You eat what I cook or don't eat at all. But most people, they love my food. It's pretty neat. I've had several compliments about that there's no decision making. They just sit down to eat. I will tell you what I'm making first dish, second dish. I'll give you a quick history of the meal, of the ingredients I'm using. And as you're eating, I'll be walking around getting any suggestions, recommendations. That way I can get better at what I'm doing. All right. As to price, I'd sit a donation jar in the center of the table. It's on you what you want to put in there. Okay? What you think the meal is worth. Now, don't be a cheap ass and slip 50 cents in there, drop 2 quarters in there. I'm watching you, okay? I'm watching. Now, if you think it's worth 50 cents, then put 50 cents in there. It works out pretty well. It comes out pretty good. I just like that side of it. That way there's no pressure. I got the pressure on me. I'm the chef. I decide what I'm going to cook. And again, if you don't like what I eat, go eat somewhere else. If you don't like what I make, go eat somewhere else. Okay? You will like what I eat, what I make. All right. Other than that, I hope y'all have a great day. And thank y'all for listening in. And stand by for my next podcast. Until then, adios.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.